Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss at GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm James.
And together we're arguing the toss about...
the things that really matter in games.
Yes. I like the fact that you emphasise that differently every time.
Yeah, well, just, you know, you've got to vary it up somehow. So.
Well, we really are varying it up this week, or this episode, episode 5, I believe, if my counting's up to scratch.
Oh, wow.
We have a guest, and it's our overlord, otherwise known as John Breeden, editor of GameIndustry.com. Hello, John.
Hey, Shella, happy to be here. I'm a big-time fan, first-time caller.
Oh, good stuff.
So, James, do you want to introduce what we're talking about this time? What the toss is?
Right. The toss this week is in response to an article Shella wrote on the Games Industry website, which was that Marvel's game history in terms of their licenses is a little shaky. And so we're coming up with the Marvel games that we'd really like to see, because recently there's been a lot of really great movies, and we'd like that to transfer over to some of the games. There has been a couple, but most of the time they're not great.
No, exactly. So, John, do you want to start, or is that putting the the pressure on?
I think I can handle it. Of the nerd triumvirate, which is like gaming and comic books and, I don't know, scrapbooking or something is the third one, I never really got much into comics, so I'm not super versed in the comic. I was never a comic book collector, but I did do a lot of research for the show, and Marvel has a huge history of characters that people don't even know about, and one of the interesting ones is that I didn't know that I would love to see a game on is Conan the Barbarian, which is actually a Marvel character. Now, I played a Conan game on the Apple IIe, and it was actually a fantastic little like side-scroller game where you could roll and jump and climb trees and stuff, and it was really cool. But since then, nothing. And such a rich history. I mean, I would love to see a Conan game, and how cool would it be to have it be like you know like a Skyrim type thing, but with you as an awesome barbarian. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, but wasn't that the MMO? That was Conan, wasn't it?
Oh, there is a Conan MMO. You're right.
Yeah, but it was meh. Okay.
it was okay. I played it.
Yeah, me too.
It was Funcom's game, and it was okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It was more fun sitting on the throne at E3 and getting my picture taken with barbarian girls.
That was the funnest bit.
That was the best part, as opposed to the game. But I would like a good single player experience, Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I guess like one where you could sort of level up, and you know, with the different experiences you have, or even do like sort of battle scars that you earn as you go through, possibly. I don't know, but
or maybe even role play. You know, do you drink the meat, or do you have fun with the wenches?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
James, you wanna?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with a character who I always felt was underutilized in Marvel anyway. There's only a few Marvel characters I'm really interested in, but one of them is actually the Punisher. But specifically, there was a really good run on Marvel's Max series, which was actually, you know, which was aimed for adults. And the comics books writer Garth Ennis actually did a series with the Punisher, and it's absolutely astonishing. And it obviously it's very, very extreme, very violent, very sexualized. But you know, he's a fantastic writer. And
yeah,
I would really like to see, you know, a sort of action game, possibly an open world sort of scenario where you are Frank Castle in Garth Ennis's vision of the Punisher, because there's also a lot of comedy in his scripts as well. And I think it would just be great to see quite a sort of more mature, darker version of the Punisher, because there have been Punisher games, but they've either been based off of films, or they haven't really been that, you know, great. And I just like to see one that just is what the Punisher is about, is just a guy who's just completely loopy, who just has, you know, very black and white morality and just won't think twice about who he kills and who he doesn't. So
okay, so he's a bit kind of Judge Dredd like. I never read Punisher, it just didn't appeal to me.
Yeah, I mean most of the Punisher ones don't usually appeal to me, but I it's because I felt they never took it far enough, and I was like, God.
Wow.
Garth Ennis just really gave that character the darkness that it needs.
Yeah, Garth Ennis can go very dark.
Yes, indeed.
But you still kind of like him.
So, James, you want to play the Punisher as Trevor Phillips from Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, more or less.
That would be good. Yeah, I think there does need to be an open world sort of Marvel experience. That would be cool. Mm,
cause
some of the Spider-Man games have been kind of open world.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2 was really good like that.
The Spider-Man 2 was quite good. I did quite enjoy that. But yeah, so I was going to go a different direction. And Spider-Man would probably be a good one to do this with. But I was thinking it would be nice to have a, say if you took like a teen hero, so Spider-Man would be good, and did a kind of Life is Strange type episodic game where you see their teenage years at school and they're dealing with all the school stuff and, you know, being a superhero. And I thought that would be a nice way for Marvel to go with stuff as well, because they've been doing some nice stuff with Ms. Marvel in the comics. And at the moment we've got a Muslim American Ms. Marvel at the moment.
Oh, cool.
So she's dealing with all school stuff, and yeah, so I thought that would be a nice one to see.
Would it be like a serious game, I mean there have been like campy in the movies anyway, like superhero type stuff, or would it be something serious where it's like, you know, she's got
I think the same tone as Life is Strange, because that's pretty much what the Life is Strange story is, isn't it? She's like a superhero,
I guess,
of sorts. Yeah, I mean, she's not solving crime or anything, but, you know, she's not become a vigilante, not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
But, she's just dealing with something weird when being a teenager is weird enough as it is. And that's, you know, always been the strength of Peter Parker and Spider-Man. I think that's why he's so popular and so sort of evergreen as a character that always gets rolled out again and again, because everyone's been an awkward teenager and ad super and so I think that would be a nice quiet kind of Marvel, because they always go for fighting games or, you know, it's like yawn, because there's so much more. The reason people like these characters is not because they fight, but because they are actually characters that people sort of empathize with and things.
I bet, Shell, if you made the introduction between Marvel and Telltale Games, they would probably come up with something for you.
Yeah, I mean, that would be amazing if Marvel... Yeah, a tea party with Marvel and Telltale. So, any other things to throw into the ring?
Just wanted to say I really loved the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and I think that Marvel would be kind of silly not to try to make a game out of it. Now, I know there's, you know, the whole movie tie-in thing has been a terrible set for everybody. But I don't know. I think if you took you wouldn't have to necessarily be the characters, so you wouldn't have, like, you know, Groot and everybody together. But I think if you set a game in that world and you made it like a privateer type of open world where you could fly around and do missions and things like that, and then and visit some of the cool locations from the game, from the movie. Because the movie is a fun, campy movie, but...
It is. It's a real romp, isn't it?
It is, but if you really pay attention, it's actually a pretty dark world. I mean, you know, it's like the whole prison. I mean, everybody gets killed in the prison, basically, and then you know, the whole thing about the Collector, and he's supposed to be this like quirky little character, but he basically imprisons species in his museum. I mean, he's kind of like a dark person, and he lives in a place where they're mining a god's head, you know, for some brain juice resource or something. I mean, it seems like a pretty dark world where like a privateer open world space game would be like perfect.
That's a cool idea. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, because I always thought, because I didn't know Guardians of the Galaxy at all. I was like, God, where the hell have they got these characters from? And it just looked too tongue-in-cheek for me. And then I watched it around some of the geeks, my geeky friends, watched it around theirs one evening. I was like, that is actually a bloody good film. It was really good. Yeah, and I always worried that if they did a game, it would just be that plus Max tongue-in-cheek, and it would just go cartoonish.
Well, it could be, you know, a side-scroller where Groot is jumping over, you know, things or something stupid,
yeah.
You know. But,
Yeah, it could be terrible, but yeah, that's a really good one.
Thanks.
we're not arguing. But
we're sharing the love this time around.
We are.
You're brilliant.
James.
Yeah. I've. Do you want one that is Marvel or one that's still comics but not quite Marvel?
Go for it.
Right.
Whatever you like.
Oh, right, okay. Because I think that, obviously, with comics a lot, you know, we've seen it with Walking Dead, we've seen it with Fables being made into, like, The Wolf Among Us. I'd actually like something, again, this is probably, I just want to see Telltale do this, but something like Transmetropolitan, which was written by Warren Ellis, which I think would be, I mean, again, it's another dark story, you know, guess who came up with this idea. But I think I think Telltale could actually make that world very believable, because it is essentially about this journalist called Spider Jerusalem, who's a sort of retired writer journalist who then ends up having to go back to the city where just everything is horrible, corrupt, and, you know, has to deal with all, you know, corrupt politicians, corrupt, you know, all sorts of different horrible things. And I think a Telltale kind of adventure game would work really well in that environment, because there is always a lot at stake in the comics, you know, and sometimes more than people think. And I think, yeah, just, you know, and also Telltale's visuals would just work so well with the design of that entire comic. I would just love to see that. Or just anything that Image Comics have done, just, I think, could probably be a great video game.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, I think we've got time for one more. My other one was going to be a Max Payne-style Daredevil.
Yeah.
I think that really fits with kind of the mood of Dark Daredevil. Mm. And he's always on a revenge. He's always avenging something or the other, isn't he? So, and there's always a rainy alley in Daredevil games. In Daredevil comics. So I think it was, because I like, that's what I liked about the original Max Payne game, was that comic element of it. They had that little sort of arty, sort of painterly style, didn't it?
Yeah.
And the sort of voiceover and stuff. So I think that would work really nicely with Daredevil.
Yeah, I think that really made the game. I mean, the Max Payne game, I went back and played it. The classics, you know, through Steam,
yeah.
you can play any old games, and I, you know, I found that I was playing the game, but I was just trying to get to those points where he sits and self-reflects, and I wasn't really enjoying the game as much as waiting until he came and did the atmosphere type thing. So I think that was brilliant. That would play well in a comic book game, I think, certainly.
Yeah. And also, like with Max Payne, we've seen kind of influence in like Arkham Asylum. You know, with the bit where Bruce Wayne's walking and his parents' death, and Max has the nightmare sequences, so I think that could translate to Daredevil as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So, Marvel, if you're listening, do you think Marvel listened to our youth talks?
I'm sure they're just waiting every fortnight just for this to come out. You know, someone's got to be.
I mean, what else are they going to discuss around the water cooler?
It'd be like Marvel versus Capcom 4. Right, let's do it.
No, please.
Oh, no. I like it, but I know what you mean. There's already three of them, but...
Is there only three? God.
Only three.
Jeez. Seems like 10.
You really don't like fighting games.
There's so many of them. Okay, so I think we've wrapped up really with the Marvel games that we'd like to see. And we'd like to hear about your Marvel games you'd like to see too. And John, thanks for coming to the lounge.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you for not making me host.
And we'll be back to argue more stuff.
Yes, argue more of the things
that really matter in games.
That was brilliant.